morning, everybody. That's better. Yeah, good. Good to see you all. And just really good to be here together to worship the Lord together as God's people. And welcome to everybody. I was just thinking about the message this morning. We're going to be talking about Joshua. My mic's on, is it? Is it okay? Yeah, okay. Guys, good. They can hear me. Yeah. So we're going to talk in Joshua 1, verses 1 to 9. This morning we're going to talk about courage. And I was thinking about all you young guys that stood up. You're going to need this message this morning. If you're going to go into a council, a camp, or a cabin at camp, you're going to need this. No, I'm just kidding. Because you know, if you want to be blessed. It's a wonderful mission field for you to go into, to counsel at a cabin in the Bible camp. To pour your life into the lives of a bunch of young people, it's amazing. I've done that probably half a dozen times in over the years down at the camp, and what a blessing to be able to help these young people along the way to have a part in their lives and encourage them. But, excuse me. So this morning, as I was thinking about praying and asking the Lord what he wanted me to talk about, he took me to Joshua 1:1-9, talking about courage. Today, if we are all honest, we would like to have more courage, right? We would. All of us, if we're honest today, we would like to have more courage. Each of us is afraid of different things. I remember, how many of you have stood in front of a roller coaster and said, I want to go, but I don't want to go. I want to go, but I don't want to go. Yeah. Yeah. And then your friends come up beside you and say, come on, you can do it. And you go. At least I did. I went, and the first time on a roller coaster was very scary, but after that, it was no problem. Could do it, just go round and around and around as much as you could get. And this last couple months ago, my wife and I were on Vancouver Island, and they have this thing called the Skywalk. So it's a spiral walk, and you go up in the air very slowly, about a 2% grade, so it's good for old people like us. We can go up there. But anyhow, you go up in there, and you kind of look over and say, ooh, it's getting pretty high. And pretty soon it gets higher and higher and scarier. And my wife quit, and she started going back down. So I thought, and I'm thinking, oh boy, this is pretty high. But so I just put my hand on the rail for a while, and I was watching the people there, and I seen this guy go by. Hey, he's got to be 80 years old. Seen another lady go by. Man, she's got to be like 70s or 80s, you know, and I thought, yeah, I can do this. You know, if they can do it, I can do it. And, you know, I took courage and went right to the top of the skywalk. But as we think about this today, each of us are on a different road. And where do we need to be courageous today is the question I want to ask you this morning. And deal with today. I want you to think about an area in your life where you need to be courageous today. Sometimes we just struggle to get out of bed. How many of you notice that you just don't want to go into the day? But you get out of bed and you take the first step, and then it just falls into place. The day just falls into place. It's better that way. It's worse if we sit back and do nothing. Take a step. And get into the day. Maybe there's a confrontation ahead. Maybe there's a loss that you're dealing with in your life today. Maybe you're struggling with sin, addictions, habits. And we do sometimes. And we need to take a courageous step in our lives to overcome some areas in our life so that we can be better for God. Maybe this morning we're struggling with our health. A difficult decision ahead, changes, Maybe we're just struggling this morning because change in our world today is so overwhelming. Have you discovered in difficulty it is taking the first step that's the hardest? But when you take that step, it's easier to take the next one. And that's what we need to do this morning, as to think about in your lives, where do you need to take a step? When we take that step, we become overcomers. We want to look at Joshua today. He was a man of courage and learn from his example. This is an amazing passage. And we see and perceive today that it is very likely that there will be hard times ahead, difficult decisions to make, both in our lives as well as in the church. We could be looking at some pretty difficult decisions in our church ahead. And I really felt God leading me to talk about courage this morning and the things that we might be faced with as a church down the road. So we see all around us the wickedness that is ramping up and prophecy being fulfilled, things going on around us that are just unbelievable in a lot of things. And I came across this quote from General Douglas MacArthur. He was a general of the U.S. Army in the Second World War, strategic in the Second World War. And also he led he was a field marshal for the Philippine Army and helped them out. But he was very strategic in strategy in success in the wartime. He said this, and I quote, "History fails to record a single precedent in which nations subject to moral decay have not passed into political and economic decline." So in other words, any nation that is losing morality is going to pass into economic decline. There has been either a spiritual reawakening to overcome the moral lapse, or a progressive deterioration leading to ultimate national disaster. So what he's saying is that, and I agree with, unless we see revival of morality and justice in our land, this nation is going to be, we're heading for disaster as a nation. And I don't think there's anybody here that probably would disagree with that, you know, totally. But that's the road that we're heading. And wonderful words from a general, an old general. So we need to take courage. We have tough decisions ahead. And we need courage more now than ever as God's people. That I need to stress that so much that that there's coming a day that we may have to take some pretty serious hard stands as God's people. Are you ready? That's the question I asked you today. Are you ready to take a tough stand? Maybe we'll go to jail. Maybe there will be a very serious hardship for us ahead to even come together here and worship as a church. Being forced to take a hard stand on what God says. We are seeing more opportunity to share with others the hope of the gospel also too. So we need to be ready for these things. So Joshua, let's have a look at Joshua. Who was Joshua? Hey kids, does anybody know who Joshua was? You know, okay, who was he? Just tell me. Was he a leader? Yep, he's a leader. So Joshua was Moses, as the Bible says, he was Moses' right-hand man. He came out of Egypt with Moses. He was one of the 12 spies that went into the land to spy out the land of Canaan. And him and Caleb came back with a good report. Excuse me. Oh, boy. They came back with a good report, and Joshua was a very courageous person, and he had the privilege of walking beside Moses as a mentor in his life. Both him and Caleb did. And Joshua came back with a good report, but unfortunately, there's 10 spies that says, we can't go into the land. All they could see were the giants. And Joshua says, we can go. We can take them. And unfortunately, there was a rebellion, and the Lord said, okay, they don't want to go. They're going to spend 40 years in the desert. And Joshua stayed with Moses all through the 40 years in the desert. And now God, in Joshua 1, he's calling him out to be the leader of the land. So he's a wonderful example and teacher, seen and experienced much, seen God move in wonderful ways, seen the cost of not following God, the mistakes that they had made, and Joshua knew God could and would do what he says. How many of us today know that? That when God says he's going to do something, he will do it. And, you know, we need to realize that that's one of the things that we've been studying through Genesis in Sunday school, that's one thing you really see in Genesis. When God says he's going to do something, he does it. And and now he's called by God to lead Israel into the promised land to conquer it. He's a person just like you and I, by the way, Joshua. But his eye is on the Lord. And a person with that focus can be mighty in God's hands. No doubt about it. Can be mighty in God's hands. So I'm just going to read this passage to you. It says, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. And he said, Joshua, my servant is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given to you. From the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. How many of us today live that in our lives? That every day we get up and say, God, you're with me and you will not fail me. And he is. Do we believe it? And so God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isn't that an amazing, especially that last verse 9. Wow. What a wonderful promise that we have from God. And Joshua had this promise that he could always remember that as he was going in this. You know, God is saying, Joshua, I am calling you to lead Israel into the promised land. And I promise you, wherever you set your foot, you will be on land I have given you. No one can stand against you. I will be with you. I will not fail you or abandon you. How many of us today think about that on a personal level? God has put us here in Fairview at this time. That's what the Bible says. You are on land that God has given you. Conquer it. go in and conquer it. Conquer the land God has given us, that we have. It's a huge task, but what a wonderful promise that we have. God makes us this same promise today, not just then. Then do we know that? And do we believe that this morning, that God can do whatever he says? Do we believe it when we say, God, I'm up this morning. I don't feel great. You know, I don't feel real good till I get my first cup of coffee in the morning. I don't know about you. But, you know, I don't feel great today, God, but you're with me, and you will not abandon me or fail me. Do we really plant our feet on that promise? And, you know, I just had 3 points this morning I'll just cover quickly, and then we'll close. Number one, God's call is clear, and it's a command in verse 9. We see that. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And that's important. He was going to lead. Joshua knew what God wanted him to do, no question. And it was important that he knew that, understood that, because sometimes the road gets rocky, doesn't it? The road gets rocky. For Joshua, it did. For us, it did. It does. It gets rocky, and we need to know that. When my wife and I first got married, we envisioned a family, a church, and a business, and, you know, getting older and slowing down. Well, we're there now, yeah. And you just look back and say, wow, where did them years go? But, you know, when you first get married, you look ahead at this and you think, wow, it's a huge task. But, you know, you just roll into life every day. Day by day, we obey God day by day. What did Joshua do? They obeyed God day by day. And 50 or 60 years later, wow, you know, they conquered the land of Canaan. And so that's our job as God's people. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow, worry about today. You know, that's what he's given us, today. So what is God's call on your life today? God says, be strong. You know, when I seen that at the very start, or at verse 6 there, be strong and courageous. So I thought, wait a minute, aren't we supposed to be relying on God? What's this, be strong, Lord? What's that mean? And, you know, the Lord brought this passage to my mind, Ephesians 6:10, to clarify that better. It says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You know what? It's a mindset. It's a heart and it's a mind. That we know always that it's not us, it's God that is strong in us. And we're strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And Joshua, God was challenging Joshua to be strong. Take those steps, Joshua. We have to realize that we can't do it, but I can do this through him. Joshua is going to have to be firmly established in his focus on God. Firmly. He would have to firmly hang his hat on God's promise, because the road ahead can get rocky, right? A rocky road. It can be pretty rocky. And are we firmly established in the Lord? Are we hanging our life on him? That's the thing, that we need to get so established in our hearts and our minds, that be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. This week, I was impacted, like I shared with you before, by this passage so much that I decided that, you know what, every morning I'm going to get up and say, Lord, thank you. You're with me, and you won't fail me. and I can be strong in you today. And we need to live it more. So each day that I'm hanging my trust on him and trusting him for the day. As a church, as God's people, we're going to need to learn how to do this more and more. And as, by the way, as you get older, it doesn't get easier either. You know, we continue to have to be reminded about God's power in our life and his available power to carry us through. So the second thing here was be courageous, God says to Joshua in verse 6 there. Be strong and courageous. Courage is the fire of moving forward. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the realization that something else is more important. So it can be scary, but we realize in our mind that in our heart that something else is more important, and we need to move ahead. We need to move ahead. It's the fire of moving forward. John Wayne said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyways. That was one of his famous sayings, and I hang my hat on that one because it's so true. But I'd like to add to that, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway, because you know the Lord rides ahead of you. You know, as God's people, we know that. So Joshua had his faith and trust firmly anchored in the Lord. Now God says, move forward, take a step. And that's what we've been asking this morning. I hope you're asking yourself the question, where do I need to take that step? And Joshua did. He went on to accomplish in his life what God wanted. That's what's so amazing about Joshua, Moses, these guys, these Old Testament patriarchs are incredible guys. Because they went ahead trusting God, and they accomplished in their life day by day what God wanted them to become, wanted them to do. And you know what? They enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, we don't like this or we don't like that, or we make up excuses. Well, yeah, it's not the right time. You know, I don't want to take that step. And you suffer. Your family suffers. The church suffers when we get like that. We just need to move forward. And this church has a great need right now for all of us to figure out where our gifts are and use them. It's just so important in this church, and this church should just thrive more if that would happen. If we are all honest, we know of at least one thing in our life we need to take a step in. We just have not done it yet. Yeah, and no worries, I've been there. I know what I need to take a step in my life, and I need to do that. I would encourage you to do that, because it is going to be good if you do, but if you don't, it is not going to be good. You know what? We just got, like, in our class studying through Genesis. Those guys, if they didn't do what God said, it was not good. It was not good. You know, so if we want to realize the life Jesus said, you may have life, I come that you might have life and have it to the full, we need to take those steps in our lives. Yeah. So, Joshua finished the race, and he finished it well. So I'm going to, because he took the steps, he obeyed God. But here's the other thing, the third point, then we'll close. The study, the third point is God said, study the book of instruction, the manual, the Bible. Verse 7. So he says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate it on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. That's quite a passage there. And, you know, God is saying to Joshua, read the instructions that I've given you. Listen to me and do everything I tell you. We just seen the bringing down of the walls of Jericho kids. That was amazing. God gave them a weird way to bring down the walls of Jericho. But I think God was testing his people to see if they would obey. And they did. And guess what happened? The walls came down. So God is saying, listen to me very carefully. Then we will succeed and prosper in all you do. And Joshua did that, didn't he? He did that. He ran the race, and he finished well. So do not deviate from either to the right or to the left. And that's a problem today in our churches, that there's a lot of teaching out there, and we need to be careful about what's being taught. There's so much stuff available to us on the internet. We can read this book. We can listen to this guy. We can listen to that guy, that person. But really, it's the Word of God that is the foundation to our instruction. We need to listen to that very carefully. So today, where do you need to be strong and courageous? Where do you need to take that step? We need each other to be strong and courageous so that we can move ahead together as God's people. And as elders, we are looking for you to take the baton, the race. How many of you run a race with a baton? How many of you done that? When you're running down there the track and you pass on the baton to the next guy, Matthew has, there's some that have done that. And it's exciting. And you pass on the baton, and the race continues. And we're looking for people to pass on the baton and keep running the race in this church. Maybe today we need courage to give our lives over to Jesus. This is a step you cannot jump through. We can't be strong in ourselves. We can't be courageous in ourselves, because strength and courage come from God. And this morning, if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, surrendered that, that's a very courageous step. But it's the most important step that you can take, because apart from that, we can't go anywhere, because our sins have not been removed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. So that's what we need to do. First thing, today we need courage to give our lives to Jesus. That's a very courageous step. Kids, young people, adults, no matter how old, how young, we need to think about that. Have we taken that step in our life today? And then answer that question. Take that step. Get her done. We can pray with you if you want to take that step this morning. We can't skip that step, because we were just talking about in Lawrence's class this morning, the Holy Spirit comes in the life of somebody that's born again by the Spirit of God, and then we obtain power from the Spirit to live like God wants us to. So where is that place in your life today? I want to read you a poem just to encourage you. Edgar A. Guest, just to close. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with all its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many failures turn about when we might have won had we stuck it out. Don't give up. Though the pace seems slow, you may succeed with another blow. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Keep going. Success is failure turned inside out, and you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. So it's encouragement for us today to keep going. Take those steps. Search the Lord in your heart what this God wants you to do. And I encourage you this morning to take those steps, because as we move on in the world today and the wickedness that's ramping up, if we're not walking with the Lord now, we're going to fall away when the pressure really comes on. So walk with the Lord day by day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for the wonderful example we have this morning in Joshua. And Father, this man walked with you all the days of his life, and how he accomplished your will, Lord. Father, we're so thankful for these examples in the Bible that you've given us. And Lord, may we today look at our lives and see where we need to take those steps. Father, help us, we pray. Lord, enable us to realize that it's by your power that we take them. And Lord, that we would rely upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.